This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, now, Kevin, you got some odds and ends we got to get to. I want to make some money. Let's do this before we get to Masterpiece of the Week.
I also want to know if any of these players would do anything for you if they did the match again. All right, so for the partner with Phil Mickelson, the current favorite, Steph Curry. So if it was Phil Mickelson and Steph Curry, does that do anything for you?
Who are they playing against again?
Ooh, I'll tell you that in a second. Because I think the other pairing will do more for you.
As long as Steph Curry can have a glass table on every single hole, because I've seen him shatter a table before playing golf in his hotel room, then I'll be in for it, man. It's fun.
3-1, Tom Brady plays with Phil Mickelson again. Or I guess they switch. 4-1, Steve Young. 5-1, Aaron Rodgers. 7-1, Drew Brees. 8-1, Aaron Judge. 12-1, Reggie Bush. And the way too low, 250-1, President Donald Trump. That would be super weird. Do any of the other athletes do anything for you?
Steve Young, I'm sorry, I kind of got caught up there thinking about Steve Young, and I'm not interested in watching him play.
Yeah, what's his personality like? Because it doesn't seem to pop.
Bland.
To, yeah. Like, I think the parts of this that were interesting, at least from what I saw from Twitter, were, like, the personality. Them playing golf, okay. Well, you know, so, like, Steve Young, I don't know what he's bringing to this.
If it's Mickelson and Curry, then they would oppose Tiger Woods and the current betting favorite, Michael Jordan.
Give me that. 10 times out of 10.
But I heard Choppy say this the other day about Michael Jordan. That's a step down for MJ. Him playing golf on TV is a step down from everything else that he is.
Then, the second favorite, maybe not a step down.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, but Tony Romo isn't like a borderline crazy person, right? Like, we understand now.
Is that what you're looking for, Reggie?
But yes!
But he's super competitive.
You're really going to compare him to Michael Jordan right now?
No. Did you never hear Jerry Jones say that every time he walked into the locker room, Tony Romo was trying to play a game so he could compete against people?
That's just fine.
Whatever it took to not have to talk to his teammates. Right?
Throwing pennies up against the wall. Like that's weird stuff. But, yeah, I think that Tony Romo would be take this very seriously and would be trying to get into people's heads with trash talk. I think he would.
Well, if you're looking for a little bit crazier,
and I'd like to
Corey,
see him paired up with John Daly. So
let's
yeah,
move.
That's fair.
I don't have John Daly on the list, but let's move down. You got Peyton at 3-1, Jerry Rice at 8.5-1, Charles Barkley at 12-1, Larry Fitzgerald at 25-1.
Larry just seems like he'd be too nice out there, man.
You just have a nice time the whole day. We're playing fun golf.
Like, I would love to play with Larry Fitzgerald. I don't want to watch Larry Fitzgerald play.
But what about this? Because this is the pairing that I never knew I kind of wanted to see. 40-1, Tiger Woods pairing and playing golf with Kid Rock. That's so weird. And
isn't that Governor Kid Rock? Is that
I don't think that is a thing yet.
Senator.
And then 80-1, Tiger Woods and former President Barack Obama. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care about golf at all. But if it was Tiger Woods and President Obama against Phil Mickelson and President Trump, I am definitely going to watch that. I don't know what I would be looking for from it, but I would not be able to not watch.
And you know Obama's got a good game because he had plenty of practice in while he was president. So.
Dude, what the hell did you just do?
Going to ignore that entirely.
Do you know how many people are going to text in right now? I am also going to choose
to. The golf course is where you get business done. That's always been known.
Once more, the golfing is secondary, if not tertiary for me. Like, I'm here for the trash talk and, like, the personality. And if there's one thing that Barack Obama did, is that he was pretty good at trash talk. I remember vividly, there's a few clips of him like playing basketball or something and talking trash to people, and I want that. That's what I would like.
Yeah. And also at the end of the day, he can be like, I was president, dude. Like, come on. Was president.
I mean, sure. But if you told me it's Tiger Woods and Kid Rock, I might be like bizarrely drawn to that as well. I don't know why, but
see,
I would.
See, and that's another thing. Like, you have to assume that Tiger is okay with whoever the partner is, right? Like, he's like, yes, I will take that person on as my partner because he doesn't want to be paired up with somebody that he's going to hate the whole day, right?
I mean.
Or does it matter? Does he
maybe
just
that
paid?
Makes for better. Maybe that makes for even better entertainment.
Is this right. A good idea here? Let's get a foursome of like the Space Jam guys, Bill Murray, MJ, Larry Bird, and I guess we can throw in what is it, Wayne Knight?
Oh yeah, from Wayne Knight from Seinfeld.
Yeah, let's throw those guys. I would love to watch that. I'd watch that.
I would watch anytime you can get Bill Murray on. I will watch it if he's playing golf. I want to see that.
I'd agree with that.
So I always enjoy watching him at the pro-ams. I just don't get to watch enough of it the way that I would like to. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is time.
Oh, is it?
For Masterpiece of the Week. Hit the music, Reggie!
She said, list this.
Oh, so pretty. It's so pretty. All right, Masterpiece of the Week is where we take all the weird
Barstool
things that
Sports.
We said. Oh.
Definitely not from there. It would never be from there.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's something I do miss about the list, is Reggie coming up with some random-ass magazine or website that the list could have been from. I do miss that a lot, Reggie. So bring that bit back.
Sounds like more work.
Okay. All right. Fine. but we take a lot of stuff that we said throughout the week and we play it back out of context to make us laugh.
Ooh, going back just one moment from the 817. This is Kyle. For Trash Talk, give me The Rock and Stone Cold as partners.
Oh, I would watch that. I would.
That sounds fantastic.
All right, I'm in.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that The Rock could swing a golf club. His pecs
wouldn't you love
are
to see
way.
It? Wouldn't you love to see him try?
It just seems
his
like...
His giant pecs would just smash into each other.
His biceps would just... Like, his whole chest area would just squeeze weirdly. I don't know. Maybe he can.
That was
the
a
Rock's
very
probably
going
to be like... He's
going to
call in and be like... Corey, what do you know about this brother? And I'll be like,
that
I don't
is
know.
Not what The Rock sounds like. Do you think The Rock
oh,
is Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Dig it.
I snap into a slam jam.
So
this was not even nominated for Masterpiece of the Week, but it might be my winner.
Oh, my goodness.
The Masterpiece of the Week is where we revisit some of the odd and stupid things, like what we just did there. That we've said over the last week or two. And I'd like to start here with not like a specific thing, but like with a little bit of a prolonged, protracted thing that was said by none other than our resident dude who flies off the handle sometimes, Mike Bassett.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Let's just keep talking about me.
Right here.
You guys did a great job of pumping me up. Now I'm like frustrated. Why the hell would nobody give me a second chance? And everybody had to send me down because I had one or two bad games in a row. You're done forever. Aaron Heilman, you get to go up. Well, it doesn't matter how long he sucks.
Wow, he remembered
buddy,
that name.
He's my roommate, too, in AAA. It's like, you're a first-round pick. You get all the chances in the world. You're a slow-footed, slow-pitching lefty. Suck on it and go down the minors again. Thanks a lot.
I
love the dramatic, and we were living it at the moment, all right? So we're trying to get on clock, and we're trying to get out on time, and here's Mike on a rant of epic proportions, and even afterwards, like, everybody was like, that was so awesome, and I love when Mike goes on a rant like that, because he's raw emotion. He lives his raw emotion, and I liked it. That was good.
All right.
Good. And the dramatic pauses made it even better.
Oh, man, yeah, he's got great comedic timing. As evidenced, actually, I don't think this is comedic timing, but this is great. No, this is comedic timing. Let's play this one.
Wake up and smoke marijuana.
Here you go.
The delivery is fantastic.
And I just remember, I did not think that he knew what the term wake and bake meant, but can you play that one more time?
Wake up and smoke marijuana.
You go.
Was that Monday?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know that was what our show was for most of the day.
Your pot smoking show.
Yeah.
I mean,
again,
not far off.
I do want to text in if you're one of the heads, the weed heads out there right now that's listening to the show, because Kevin claims that more than 80% of our audience is. I disagree. I want to see how many people aren't.
Yeah, well, you disagree all you like. We have been doing this market research for years. I know our listeners.
Would our listeners say something like this?
Hey, are you watching this one soccer game? Because I saw a doll that looks hot. Oh, goodness. I'm pretty sure my fiance might still be listening.
She texted in earlier, didn't she?
She texted me. So that was for the soccer league where they put the sex dolls out there, right?
Yeah, the Korean soccer league.
I definitely think that's our audience. It's like we got some soccer fans or people who will watch Give Up Entertainment, and they're like, oh, that doll's kind of hot. Like, so I think that's a thing.
Okay. Kevin, I'd like you to know that you're very well featured, but let's jump back to Mike since he's not here to defend himself. Mike, I think, might have propositioned somebody.
How about you sleep with me?
Yeah.
Sleep with a real man.
Is that from the NuGenics thing?
Absolutely, it was.
Man, we talk more about NuGenics and that stupid Frank Thomas commercial ever. Mike is like obsessed with that. He's like, I'm glad I didn't bring my wife around Frank Thomas because, and then the jokes were made about her getting the big hurt and all this stuff. It was really weird.
Continuing on the theme of like weird things that have been said, I guess, by Mike, here.
Shoot, man, it's getting close to testicle time.
I've written three things down that Mike said already. When is testicle time?
When it's really important.
You know what, Kevin? Yeah, if it's sensitive to the touch, if it's sensitive to anything,
oh
you need
God.
To get it checked out. What? I actually
that's
went
an
to
important,
the doc-
That's an important public okay. service announcement,
that's
actually.
True. I've gone to the doctor for that, Kevin.
This is not really the time for important public service announcements, but it okay. is.
I was concerned that I had testicular cancer at one point. Fortunately, it is not, so I'm okay.
Then did you go on a date, Sheryl Crow?
No, I got married to Adrian, bro.
Okay.
But it is something that guys are kind of afraid to talk about. And, you know, talk about it if you need to.
Yeah, Corey, just like you talked about this.
When it comes to like the physical pounding, like it hurts to motivate yourself to get out there and go do those things.
Wow, Corey. I'm proud of you being able to share that.
Football players take a physical pounding, all right?
And
like
so do you.
Over and over, every play is a physical pounding, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That was not about me. That was about athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying you're not an athlete. Okay, got it.
Not anymore.
Never was.
Oh, don't.
What the hell, dude?
Don't start him down this road.
All right, fine. I'm just messing with you. I don't know how
cross to. Cross the line today, Reggie. You crossed the damn line.
Sorry. Kevin said this.
And then they would just get hurt, and then I would jump on them and try to eat their head.
What?
I mean, explain yourself.
I don't. I'm trying to think. I do not remember the context to that.
Were you talking about being Blanca?
Yes! Thank you, Street Fighter 2. I was not good at Street Fighter 2, but if I could incapacitate them and be like, ah, rah, rah, then they would make them mad, but I would win.
That was a really weird noise. Just like this.
Yes. They and put out effects. A statement that said, caw, caw! Was that something in reference to North Texas or something like that?
I don't think so.
Or the
but it was
Ravens.
It was a yeah, it was something bird related. Some bird related.
I'm just
team.
Saying, like if a press conference started and that was the statement, it would be amazing. And that was the end of the press conference. You just walk off with no question.
All right. So Corey said this.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong. That's a Chris Collinsworth thing. I think
sure?
he said that or something mm-hmm. like that. I just was mimicking him.
That this might be my favorite one so far.
Really? No, it's not. It can't be.
Oh, don't tell me how to vote.
Also, don't tell Kevin what to be interested in.
I mean, I'm definitely interested in the Derek Jeter sex gift basket. I stand by that. I realize that you are playing
How
that now to embarrass me. I stand by that. Look, I'm not saying I want to receive it directly.
But?
But
if you could,
if somebody said, I'll give you the Derek Jeter sex basket without having to do that, I would be interested. And then otherwise, you know, we'd have a tough conversation. But let's not pretend like you wouldn't be intrigued by what comes in it. Well, I guess, never mind. Oh, I didn't say it, Reggie. I didn't say it.
I'm not. And finally, this is Mike and noises that came out of his mouth.
I want you to start every show with that, Reggie. Can you play that again?
That's deranged.
Oh my goodness. That is a good one. Oh, that is a really good one.
God, that is good.
I'm still going to go with Bassick deciding that it doesn't matter when we go to break. He's got some things that he needs to tell us.
Oh, the whole rant?
Yeah.
I don't think I could play that right now, but you get the point.
I'm going with Kevin eating their heads.
And then they would just get hurt, and then I would jump on them and try to eat their head.
And my favorite is Mike being able to accurately read a clock.
Shoot, man, it's getting close to testicle time.
Well, so we don't. It's a three-way tie. So as we do here on 105.3 The Fan, we just let it exist that way.
From the 214, best masterpiece of the week ever, holy S. From the 254, best effing segment. From the 817, this is fair. Sometimes I think you'll need adult supervision. That's why we've really tried to contain this to one half of one segment of the day. You should have heard it in the nighttime. It was even crazier. The 972, it's even funnier because I just came in mid-segment. And then lots of people confirming they also want to know what's in that Derek Jeter basket. For the KNC masterpiece right here. We got to go, Corey.
From the 254, you guys, I'm trying to drive right now.
Sorry.
That is fair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.